Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Marquise Munson taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A big game for the Vols tomorrow. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend David Ubbin from The Athletic. David, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So an intriguing matchup tomorrow for the Vols against Kentucky, a team that really, when you look at it, very easily could be 3-0. They're not. They're 1-2. But what do you make of this matchup tomorrow for the Vols against the Wildcats?
Well, I suppose you can't let Georgia beat you twice, as they say, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, this is sort of where Tennessee's at as a program is you might not be to the point where you can go beat Georgia, but you've got to beat the Kentuckys. You've got to beat the Vanderbilts, the Missouris, the South Carolinas. You've got to beat them all the time. That's sort of step one. And, you know, for all of the X's and O's and all that stuff, you know, Tennessee has exercised some dominance over Kentucky, even as the program has floundered. And this is just a game that you've got to win. You know, the thing about trying to build a program is there's a lot of games where there's not much to gain and there's a lot to lose. And that's one of these games for Tennessee. If they win, you know, nobody's going to be patting them on the back. But you lose, you know, the sky's falling. So tough spot to be in, but if you want to be a great program, you know, these are the games you got to get used to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did say earlier on the show, I called this a program game because this is, like you said, David, one, you can't let Georgia linger. But also, you still, I mean, last year they finally beat the East teams that they need to beat every year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 1 year of doing it, right? I mean, to me, this
Yeah, you got to do it every year.
And this is, I honestly think that Kentucky football last few years has been one of the most impressive jobs of program building I've seen in this sport. And I know that's a big statement, but I would not have guessed that Kentucky could get to this level of recruiting and sort of reliable, consistent winning that they're at. That said, I still like the Vols in this matchup. But what about that? What about the job Stoops has done and that program? And are they like close to their ceiling right now, do you think?
I don't know about maybe close to it, but that's sort of the toughest thing about games like these is Kentucky is not a pushover. Good program, good players, you know, well-coached, all of those things that, you know, those platitudes are true with this team, and Tennessee has to play well. I mean, it is a little bit similar to the South Carolina game in that if, you know, you lose a turnover battle, you don't play up to your potential, Tennessee's going to lose this game. And so these are the kind of games where there's quite a bit of pressure, and I think, you know, Kentucky is what Kentucky is. You know, they're going to want to run the ball at you. You're going to have to account for the quarterback in the run game. You know, Terry Wilson is the guy who can make a lot of plays. Tennessee really locked them down in 2018. Jerry Pruitt had a lot of success with mobile quarterbacks. But, you know, again, you got to take care of business. These are the games that are going to be pretty interesting, especially in a time now where, you know, you can't show up to the stadium and there's not going to be a lot of folks lifting you up. You know, you got to bring your own energy. These atmospheres are a little muted. So it's an interesting challenge ahead of Tennessee because they haven't played a lot of games like this under Jeremy Pruitt. We haven't seen them in this position a lot of the time. They've been trying to climb. Well, there's no rung that you get to climb by winning this game. This is sort of a, you know, don't fall down.
David Ubbin from The Athletic on with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, obviously a lot of people pointing the finger after the Georgia game at the Tennessee offensive line, and certainly, especially in pass protection, they had their warts. But Eric Gray and Ty Chandler in the backfield, what did you make of their pass protection in that game? And have you noticed that has been an issue for Eric Gray and Ty Chandler over the course of the last season or so?
Yeah, neither one of them are great at it. I mean, I think at times last year Eric Gray was a liability. I don't think I'd call him a liability right now, but neither one of those guys really excel there, I don't think. You know, Tim Jordan, guys dismissed, you know, he was probably better than both of those guys. In that respect, and that was a big reason why we saw him a lot on third downs. Obviously, he's not there. They've got to improve it. You know, those. You know, this is a. That's a huge part of one being a great running back, and two making money at the next level. So I think those guys are serious about it. They want to get better. But at this point, you know, that sack fumble Monty Rice made against Georgia that really sort of put the dagger in Tennessee. I mean, that game was over. But that was sort of the exclamation point. I mean, Eric Gray's got to be better in pass protection. You know, they split the left tackle and left guard there, and Gray couldn't really stop Rice. He kind of ran right through him and made a huge play.
Well, let's stick with the running backs, David. I on the record, is not really liking Jim Chaney's plan and play calling in that game. I also thought going in it would be key for one of those two guys to maybe, you know, to emerge. It's hard to do if you're not running it and you're not having any success running it. But do you think that it's going to be a share situation all year with them, or do you think maybe Gray at some point does emerge as the primary guy? And should he emerge, do you think?
I think he will, but we haven't really seen that yet. We've seen a lot of Ty Chandler. You know, Garrett Gray, for all the talk of Chandler in the passing game, it was Gray collecting checkdowns last week. I mean, 8 catches. I don't know how many of those were for him. You know, it was a lot of checkdowns, all those kind of things. But, you know, I think they've got to sort of show that they deserve that, and we haven't really seen the you know, the Eric Gray that we saw in the Gator Bowl or the Eric Gray that we saw against Vanderbilt yet. I think that guy is in there. Part of it is maybe the competition that they've played. I mean, they've played some pretty good teams so far, and that's part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think if I had to bet on it, you know, I think we'll probably see Gray take that spot by the end of the year where he's leaned on a little bit more. But Chandler's played a lot of football, and at this point, it's a pretty even timeshare.
David Ubbin from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, Josh Palmer, to me, has been a bit of a revelation. I knew he was a good wide receiver, a good player for this Tennessee team. I came away from the Georgia game thinking Josh Palmer is absolutely an NFL-quality wide receiver. Am I crazy for that? Do you believe that? What do you make of Josh Palmer so far?
No, I think he looked like it last year. Honestly, but he, there wasn't that many opportunities, that many targets. And now, you know, they needed him to step up. They need him to be the number one guy. And he has been every bit of that so far. You know, he's reliable every game. Obviously against Georgia, the two plays that he made were gigantic. I mean, the only two offensive touchdowns, and those plays were what, you know, the jump ball was like 80% Josh Palmer just making an unbelievable play. The second one, a fantastic throw from Garantano, but, you know, not a whole lot of receivers that make that grab in college football, certainly less than half. That was a great catch. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's nothing really that he leaves you wanting. You know, great route runner, obviously can really make a ton of contested catches, which is really important, especially in the SEC. We're going to be facing, you know, you play elite teams, facing a lot of man defense. So, yeah, he can get open, good speed, good size, contested catches. I mean, I think he's got some money to make this year for sure.
See, I like when you come on, David, because I can promote your stories. I am always promoting myself here. But, man, you have an awesome story today. You talked to Casey Pruitt, Jeremy Pruitt's wife, about the end zone cutouts. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that story? You know, tease it just enough, David.
Well, yeah, if Tennessee fans didn't notice, you know, in the north end zone where the recruiting section is, obviously recruiting is shut down this year, and they've got cutouts, but these are not sort of cutouts that fans have bought. They're cutouts of kids in the Children's Hospital who Tennessee, you know, would host for games before, and this has sort of been a pet project for Casey Pruitt for quite some time, and something that she's really passionate about because, you know, for the Pruitt family, it's pretty personal to them and a big part of you know, what they want to do to reach out to their community. So a very cool thing, and I hope folks can check out that story. Is that a tease? Is that a good enough
tease? That was good.
For you?
Perfect. You struck the balance perfectly. Just like, you know, with banana pudding, you know, it's just not the best, right?
We're going to give you a peek over. We're going to give you a peek over the paywall, but we're not going to let you totally behind it. You got to subscribe for the good stuff.
Very nice.
Great stuff there from David Ubbin from The Athletic. He's been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. David, appreciate you joining us as always, my friend. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
See you tomorrow.
When we come back, Joe, it's that time of the week. Time for some pigskin pick'em. I feel pretty good about my picks this week, so we'll see if I can close the gap even tighter. That's coming up next. But first, week 6 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, is now open. Make your picks of the 3 college or pro football underdogs that you think will win starting every Thursday and before the college games begin on Saturday. This week, the weekly winner will receive a 10-roof gift card. Just hit up thegamenational.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up to make your picks today. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.